It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Masterplan world. Welcome to our latest podcast. It's a pleasure to have you listening. Let me introduce you to today's special guest. Zach Edwards is the Managing Director of Prezibox. Prezibox is a multi-award winning UK online only e-commerce business specializing in retailing gifts. Prezibox is the complete online gift solution. Zach has been running the business for the last 15 years since founding it in the year 2000. Gifts is one of the most competitive merchandise categories in the UK, so I'm looking forward to hearing how Zach has navigated these turbulent waters for over a decade. Hi, Zach. I've just given our listeners a very quick overview of you and your business and where you are now. So how did you get started in e-commerce?
Well, I was working for a company that sold Swiss Army knives and Maglock torches back in the 90s, and my dad had been fortunate enough to own his own business and sold it for a nice profit, should we say. And it was at the time where, I don't know if you remember, but there were websites like boo.com and Let's Buy It and Last Minute that were being valued at like a squillion pounds. And I was like, right, we really need to get involved in this. We had literally no idea about anything technical, any form of design, but we had, as a family, ran shops historically, albeit in the motor trade. So that was quite literally where we started. As I worked for a company that loosely sold products that were loosely gifts, I guess, then I thought, right, well, it can't be. You don't need to be an expert to sell gifts. It's not like we're selling, you know, fishing rods or car parts or something where we need to have some knowledge. So that was pretty much it. I had a mate who was a packaging designer who worked with somebody who was technical, and I said, can you build me a website? They said yes, and then Prezibox was born.
Wow, that's awesome, because we forget, 2000 doesn't seem that long ago, but in the scheme of the internet, it's an incredibly long time ago.
It was ridiculous. Most people, most suppliers didn't even have email addresses. We had to fax or phone most people. So, yeah, it was an eternity ago.
But at the same time, you were saying that, you know, you had those core things you needed to get started. You understood retail and you knew you'd found a product category where kind of anyone could give it a go with understanding those products. Like you said, you don't need to be an angling expert if you were going into the world of fishing. So it's quite a quick space to get started in.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially then, because I think, you know, I read don't quote me on the figures, but I read a stat a while ago that said there was less than, you know, there wasn't a huge amount of websites in any space. So the barriers to entry were pretty non-existent. Within our space, for example, we launched and there were websites. There was Firebox and I want one of those, basically, that existed and nobody else.
Yeah, which makes it that bit easier, doesn't it? There's some space for you to elbow your way in. Or I suppose actually at that point in time, you probably didn't even need to get the elbows out. So no. Where are you? Where is the business right now?
Geographically or figuratively?
Both.
Okay. Geographically, we are based in a little village in a farmhouse in the Midlands, as you can probably tell from the accent, so which is really nice. So it's a really nice working environment. We do all of our warehousing and fulfillment in Birmingham. From a financial perspective, we're doing really well. We've got good growth. We hope to turn over around £5 million this year.
Excellent. And how many have you got in the team at the moment? What's your business
size? We've got 20 in the office. So, and that's everything from customer services through to buying, design, marketing, technical bods, video production, and accounts.
Cool. And what platform are you selling on? What's your website
built
on?
Yeah, we've we built our own platform. So basically, as I say, we in 2000, I had no idea about, we could turn a computer on, but that was pretty much as we could do. So we, and you have to think, there wasn't a huge, it's not like now where you can get things like Shopify, Magento, etc. There wasn't a huge raft of off-the-shelf packages that would enable you to build a website. So I think there was Actinet Catalog, which was pretty much, you know, the de facto web package. So we built our own platform, and also we wanted to develop lots and lots of functionality. So in 2000, our website was ridiculously functional. It had a gift wizard, which would enable you to find gifts based on people's interest and personality and how much money you wanted to spend. We had a wish list functionality, and we had a gift reminder scheme and a referral scheme. We needed to develop the platform ourselves to enable us to have all of those all of that functionality. So we actually then, and we were running on the same platform until last year, which we'd literally just bolted functionality onto it, it was a bit clunky. Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a bit clunky, a bit messy. So we re-platformed last year and launched in October, and we did look at other off-the-shelf platforms, some of which are really fantastic. You know, we've researched Shopify, for example, which is awesome. But we just felt that it was the right thing for us to build our own bespoke platform. So, yes, it's all done in-house.
But you use the same website for the best part of 14 years. And then, got around to rebuilding it. I love that, because I speak to a lot of different e-commerce businesses, and they're kind of, actually, two things from what you said. One, they're kind of, oh, we need a new website. It's like, well, actually, are you sure you do? It's not, the website is important. There's a lot of other things going on to make your business successful. I also love the fact that, you know, I come across a lot of people who are just starting out who think they need to go bespoke on day one. And yeah. I'll say to them, well, have you looked at one of the simpler off-the-shelf packages like the Shopify packages? And they will often say, oh, but it doesn't do everything we want. We couldn't possibly use it. And for, you know, considering you're a 5 million turnover and you were seriously considering going onto the Shopify platform, it really does. Hopefully it will help some of our listeners who are a lot smaller to go, actually, maybe if Zach thinks Shopify could have done the job, maybe I should just go with Shopify and spend my time and effort rather than bespoking, going and doing something else. And I think it's something a lot of people overlook. They seem to want to go bespoke straight off.
Yeah, 100%. I think, Shopify is amazing. Amazon have got their own shopping platform, which literally enables you to adopt all of the functionality that's on amazon.co.uk and amazon.com, and it's so cheap, and you can literally have a shop up and running in days. And I think we have to, I can put myself back into that position in 2000. We delayed the launch of our website probably by a year because we wanted to have all of this functionality. And the reality of it is, the vast majority of people who come to Prezibox and most other retailers is that they just want to buy products in the simplest way, so they're not that concerned about all of the subsidiary features that run alongside that. So if I was starting now in any space, 100% I would use an off-the-shelf package. And because the most important thing is, you can have the best website in the world, but if nobody visits it, there's no point to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who focus far too much on getting the website right without worrying about, and then they're kind of, oh, I put it there. Where's the traffic? Well, did you do any marketing? Yeah. Have you got any money left for marketing? And it's, I'm really glad we're having that bit of the discussion, because it's a message which time and time again, I think people need to hear.
100%.
So on this lovely new website of yours, what are the key widgets and plugins you've got in there? Have you got anything for reviews or merchandising or delivery?
We tend to try and do the vast majority of things that we do in-house as a business, because in the long term it's cheaper, but B, we then tend to be able to develop things in our way. However, there are certain things that we also have to accept, that there are certain areas in which we're never going to be as well versed as the experts. So we it's funny you mentioned the two tools that we do use, which are external, are a merchandising tool. So we work with a company called Attract, who are very good, and they merchandise all of our categories for us. Now, I think if you've only got a handful of categories, you can probably get away with merchandising them yourselves. But we've got multiple hundred categories, and the issue is that if you merchandise everything manually, then as soon as you've merchandised it, it becomes out of date, because you may sell out of a product, or a product may be selling really well, so you want to pay more attention to the product within your on-site real estate. So the benefit of using an automated merchandising tool is that it works on an algorithm, so it's constantly changing based on the performance of the products, and more importantly for me, or as importantly, if a product goes out of stock, then it manages that. So what historically did happen was, we could have a product that was first in our gadgets category, for example, and then we'd sell out of it and it would still be first in our gadgets category. So the prime real estate in the category was being occupied by a product that wasn't available. The other widget that we use is a reviews platform. So we use reviews.co.uk, which is also really good, and they're better at it than we are. So there you go. But, you know, there's all manner of things that people can use, remarketing platforms, retargeting platforms, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You could run your entire business using other people's software.
Yeah, and it's something which I find that you've got to concentrate on what makes your business different. What are the core bits that makes your business different, and then outsource those bits where you can get the expertise in better ways. And I think searchandising and reviews are one of those, but there's just so many fantastic solutions out there that people shouldn't be trying to reinvent the wheel themselves. So it's good to hear you're involved in those. So that's kind of given everyone an idea about where you are now. There's one campaign that you've recently run that I would love to hear a bit more about, which was your I Spy Father's Day campaign. Are you able to tell us a bit about that and the idea behind it and how it went for you?
Partly.
yeah, what you're allowed to say, obviously.
No, I'm allowed to. I don't worry, I can tell you, I'm quite happy to share any knowledge. However, I was actually getting married and on honeymoon during the time of the campaign. So my knowledge is probably, your knowledge is probably better than mine, to be honest. What historically we have, and I guess we like lots of businesses, we've been a bit late to the party with regards to promotions, because you tend to get caught up in the here and now, and then the next thing you know, you think, oh my lord, Father's Day is in 3 weeks, we haven't done a promotion. So we're trying to become a lot more campaign driven, so I'm looking at a board at the moment, and we're already planning what we're going to be doing for next Valentine's Day, for example.
So you've managed to look past Christmas.
That's pretty cool, obviously. Yes, obviously our focus is predominantly Christmas, but you know, Valentine's Day is also a huge occasion for us, so we need to ensure that we don't get to Christmas and then think, oh lord, Valentine's Day is in 6 weeks, what promotion are we going to do? We need to have all of our promotion in place pre-Christmas. But going back to your Father's Day, like I said, I think people tend to overcomplicate things. We're a team of individuals who will sit and look at what we're trying to achieve and then think of the best way to achieve them. So with regards to Father's Day, we wanted to draw attention to our Father's Day category. We wanted to try and gain a few extra places in the search engine rankings. We wanted to get some social engagement. We wanted to produce some extra content for the site. And that is pretty much the logic that we use for all of our promotions. So, and then we just come up with an idea based around that. I don't know where the spy product came from, I guess because we sell some spy products. And that's as literally as simple as it is.
Cool. Well, I would strongly, I'll put a link in the, listeners, we have the show notes page on the website, which is ecommercemasterplan.com/prezibox. And I'll put a link on there to the iSpy campaign, because it's quite an entertaining video which I challenge you not to giggle at, to really hook people in. But yeah, I love the way you're saying about, you know, people overcomplicate it. And actually, you do just have to go, right, Father's Day, big opportunity. What are the key things we want to do? Brilliant. What's the best way to do it? Rather than, I know a lot of people would have gone, or a lot of people who do go, oh, I fancy doing a video. And you really shouldn't start from that perspective. You should start from the perspective of, we need to get traffic to our Father's Day campaign. What would be a great way to do it? So that's, it's good to hear you working the right way around.
Yeah, the thing is as well, there are so many tools and services out there that are free that enable you to try all of these things. And I would suggest you do try them, because we have a good idea about what works, but then there's something new that comes out every day, and you don't know what might be the best fit for your business. So it may be that the best form of marketing for your business is to promote through Instagram. I follow some people on Instagram who've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're just somebody doing whatever they do from their bedroom. And I think never be afraid to just put yourselves out there, try it, and see what the results are.
That's really good recommendation. So what do you think is the most awesome thing about Prezibox right now?
The most awesome thing about Prezibox right now is that we have 4 goats and a dog. So that for me is, I think, no, all joking aside, I think the fact that we try and have a lot of fun here is really important, because I think that if I come to work myself, so if I'm here 8 or 10 hours a day, I don't want to be sat here in a silent office where everybody's afraid to speak. I want to empower people to be able to express themselves and also enjoy what they're doing. And I think for me, that is the most awesome thing, because then if people enjoy being here, if people feel free or feel able to express themselves, and they're not going to be shot down because they've come up with a stupid idea, then that is a much more conducive environment to a successful business.
I think that's such a good point, because, you know, in your category, in the gift category, it is all about fun and enjoyment and entertainment. And if the office is staid and boring and suited, how you could possibly hope to compete? You know, it's really got to be a whole company ethos, that the whole, you know, we have fun in the office and we have fun on the website, and then our customers have fun with our products. So do you find that kind of culture value piece is the way that you compete in that very competitive marketplace that you're operating in? Is that the key?
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%, because we, up until very recently, we weren't a particularly successful business. We were doing okay, but it wasn't like we had lots and lots of money that we could go and spend on lots and lots of expensive marketing campaigns. So we had to be really proactive in lots and lots of free and cheap marketing, and to do that you need people who are passionate about what we do. So everything from the products that we sell through to the marketing that we do through to the way we look after our customers, and if people are resenting coming to work on a daily basis, that's just not going to happen. So, and we carry that through now. We're very reticent about spending money on marketing. You know, I can't remember the last time we actually paid for some form of marketing other than acquisition-based stuff, because I just think that there are so many things that you can do. And if you look at Innocent Smoothies, for example, they're owned by Coca-Cola, but if you follow them on Twitter or Instagram, you know, or Facebook, or look at their newsletters, you would have no idea. You'd think that they're a small, fun company who really enjoy what they're doing. And I think if you can try and get that ethos across in everything you do, then customers will relate to your business and will want to buy from you, as opposed to some big corporate brand.
Can I just clarify a couple of bits you said in there? So
sure.
You're spending on acquisition. My guess would be you're talking about Facebook ads, Google ads to get people in the door. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And affiliates. So, everything that you can monitor So we like it, the fact that we're so lucky being online marketeers, in the fact that we can monitor the attribution of any order. So we know exactly the path that the customers come through to get to Prezi Box.
Of course, cool. So you spend in those wise areas rather than going, let's do a TV campaign.
Yeah, exactly. We have done TV campaigns in the past, but yeah, it was quite eye opening because it was the first time ever that we didn't know whether it was a success or not. So we'd spent, we didn't spend a huge amount. We spent $20,000, I think, and it was, we didn't know how successful it was. Whereas if we spend £20 on Facebook ads, we can see the exact ROI, which is really important.
Yeah, it's one of the joys we've got as online businesses, is that we can actually choose to spend money in wise places and then invest our time and effort in those free channels. So, what's on your to-do list right now? What's on the radar for Prezi Box?
As a company, okay, we are launching a Kid Pundits promotion, if you like. So basically we are, within the next couple of weeks, we're launching a thing called Kid Pundits, whereby we've got lots and lots of kids who are doing video reviews of our products. So that's quite interesting as a business. We've also launched a sister company as well, which is quite interesting, which I'm quite happy to tell you about if you are interested.
Oh, we're definitely interested.
Okay, well, yeah, the part of the problem with running a company like Prezi Box is that it's very seasonal. So Christmas is literally 50% of our business, and it is very Google dependent, as most websites are. So we for quite a while now have been looking at ways to whilst maintaining obviously our Christmas business and our Google presence, we're looking to spread the load, if you like. So we would like to be generating more money throughout the rest of the year. Yeah. So we've launched a business called Learn to Earn, which is basically lots of kids now at schools get incentivized to go to school. So they get it based on attendance and behavior and acumen and attainment, etc. So they get, the government give schools money to incentivize the children to go to school. However, so there are a couple of schemes that are in the marketplace at the moment, but they don't tend to offer products that will incentivize the children. So, you know, kids can earn a USB stick or a pen. So we've moved into that market. So we've built a website called learntoearn.co.uk, and we are running a pilot scheme with a school in Birmingham, whereby we've built the functionality that will enable teachers to give children credits for being good or for being on time, and then they can redeem them against products that we sell. So rather than get a USB stick, they can get a selfie stick or a smartphone projector. Yeah. So we've got quite high hopes for that.
Very cool. And good to be doing that little bit that's encouraging kids to learn and all the rest of it, as well as helping your cash flow and everything through the year. That's very cool.
It's quite altruistic.
Yeah, I will put a link to that on the show notes as well.
You are a good egg.
Well, that's what we're here for. So it's now time for the top tips round. And I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Zach, are you ready for the quick fire top tips?
Hit me.
Oh, excellent. So first up, your book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, what book would you recommend?
Okay. Well, firstly, I need to give a caveat here because I'm not a great reader. I'll tell you that. I'm not a great one of reading loads and loads of books by experts. And my issue with experts is that they spend all of their time telling people they're an expert and promoting themselves as an expert and doing talks, etc., etc. And I think, well, they're not actually doing the actual work that they're meant to be experts in. But So that is a little tangent. However, the one book that I have read, which I was really impressed with, was by a gentleman called Ryan Halliday, which is called Trust Me, I'm Lying. And he basically talks about manipulating the press. So getting lots and lots of coverage by basically making stuff up or gaming the press from the bottom up. So manipulating small blogs to push stories up into the higher press. So that was a really good read.
Oh, excellent. That's not one I've come across, so I will have to take a read of that myself, I think.
Yeah, very good.
Cool. And next up, your traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Okay, we obviously are very Google dependent. So if you can get to the top of Google, then good luck with that. I think that is probably the thing that I would most value. However, what I would say is try and utilize as many free tools as you can. So, you know, social is probably the easiest thing for a new business to leverage. So, for example, I follow a chap on Instagram called The Body Coach, and he is basically a personal trainer who also advises people about nutrition. And he produces every day a video which is him cooking a meal, and it's called Lean in 15. And he has probably got about 350,000 followers on Instagram, which is massive. And, you know, he is a fella who is ostensibly a personal trainer, but now he's getting featured in all manner of magazines and newspapers, and he's got book deals coming out. So that would be my top tip, literally. And keep at it as well. It's the flywheel effect. Don't, just because you try a few Instagram videos and you only get 5 or 6 viewings, keep doing them, because then you'll soon get 10 or 20 viewings, and that'll become 100 viewings, etc.
Yeah, I love that. The flywheel effect. That's not a phrase I've come across, but it explains social media perfectly. You've just, you know, the moment where you want to give up is probably the moment you definitely shouldn't. It's probably all about to take off. Okay.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
So next up, our tool top tip. This might be a team collaboration tool, a social media plugin, phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little widget you use that makes you and your team more efficient day to day?
Yeah, absolutely. Two tools I would say that are really imperative for us. So we use Trello, which is, I don't know if you know Trello.
Yeah.
It's a work attribution tool, but in effect, what it is it enables us to produce a list of jobs that everybody can log on to Trello, see exactly what's going on, where you are with the jobs, who's doing what job, and allows you to attribute notes to jobs and further readings, etc. So that's a really great tool to use, and it's free. And then we also obviously use Google Apps and Gmail, because it's very cheap for a bit. I think it's about £3 per user per month, but also it's got all the functionality that you need for spreadsheets or Word documents. And it's accessible from everywhere, so you can use it on your phone or your iPad at home at night, which I think is really good. So they would be my two top tips.
Excellent. Thank you for those. And now your startup top tip. If you met someone this weekend who is thinking of starting an e-commerce business, what would be your first tip for them?
Don't do it. do something that doesn't involve stock or customers. So all joking aside, I think really clearly about what you're going to do. So then have a plan of action, and then use as many free tools as you can, so, or cheap tools. And don't be afraid to outsource. So look at things like Shopify and Magento, and then look at promoting yourself through social media or through cost per click when you can manage the budget, etc. So don't always feel that you need to spend loads and loads of money, because you don't.
No, you don't. You can start up quite lean these days, unlike you could in the year 2000, where lean
wasn't
possible.
Yeah, we're still paying that bill off.
Really?
it costs
emotionally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but no, emotionally and financially, yeah.
Okay, so Masterplan World, you can find the top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by going to ecommercemasterplan.com/Prezibox, which is PREZYBOX. So it's Prezi with Zs, not with Ss, just so as you know. And Zach, I have one final top tips question for you. If your business didn't exist, which e-commerce business would you like to be running?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So I guess in our space, I like people like Firebox. I think they've got a really nice business. I think Innocent Smoothies are a really great business. So they are probably, so within our space, Firebox, I guess, Innocent Smoothies, love what they do. So yeah, probably Innocent. I think that's a good, or I'd like to run a really bad brand. So a really dull space and make that quite sexy. So something that sells, I don't know, dry rot installations or something like that. Because you could have a lot of fun. And there's not a lot of competition, I'm guessing, that are particularly good at stuff online. So yeah, awesome. Dry rot,
that's the choice. We're going to go for...
That is the choice, yes.
Oh, I love that. You should check out the interview that's already live on the podcast that I did with a guy called Martin Harvey, who runs a business called Muck Munchers, who are all about septic tanks. And they've brought hilarity to septic tanks. So I think you'll like that one, given the dry rot.
Yeah, how much fun can you have with dry rot and septic? We could launch a superhero dry rot man.
Awesome. Well, before you run off to go and whiteboard the idea of dry rot man, Zach, it's been fascinating chatting to you and discovering how you're driving your online only e-commerce business. Before we say goodbye, would you like to remind listeners where they can find you and your business on the web and social media?
Certainly. So yes, you can find us on www.prezibox.com. As you mentioned, Z's, not S's, albeit we do redirect if it is spelt with S's. And on social media, it's at Prezibox. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the much maligned Google+.
Excellent. And we'll put links to all of that and everything else we talked about today in the show notes. Masterplan World, you can find those at ecommercemasterplan.com/Prezibox. And as you've set up the S's redirects, I'll set up the S's redirects as well, just to make sure people can find it.
Brilliant.
Zach, thank you for being on E-commerce Masterplan podcast for today, even, and for being so generous sharing your experience with us.
No problems. Nice to speak to you.
Cool. Catch you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.